If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
All right, welcome in Busted Open Nation. Here on this Saturday, it is time for another podcast edition, best of edition, weekend edition of Busted Open Radio. I'm your weekend host, Ryan McKinnell, joined alongside Mark Henry. And Mark, we got a stacked show on this Saturday for the Busted Open Nation, including, well, it's the day after Valentine's Day and that dastardly SOB Dolph Ziggler ruining everything that we love in this business.
Dolph Ziggler needs to watch his back. He should be walking on eggshells because I am pissed. He ruined everything that was supposed to be fun and jovial and colorful for me. And I got a bone to pick with.
Newest inductee into the Hall of Pain, potentially?
You know what, man? This could bring me out of retirement.
Watch your ass, Dolph Ziggler. Watch your ass. You got the world's strongest man coming for you. Speaking of inductions, Mark, well, it's a Saturday, so you know what that means. We got to induct another winner into our weekly winner category for the best show in pro wrestling.
Yeah, man. I mean, this pay-per-view is going to be one that we'll remember for a long time. There's so many options of what could be the best, and to the point to where I can't even begin to pick one out.
I feel like you may have given a little tease there as you talk about a pay-per-view happening. Yes, that is correct. NXT TakeOver Portland happening this weekend. We touch a little bit on that, and we also touch on the fact that Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster, got a little time on the Firefly Funhouse. Look out, Hulk!
Wow. I mean, could there be anything more special than that? You get a historical wrestling figure introduced to The Fiend, who is arguably the most potent and the most powerful entity that we have in sports entertainment today. And you connect the two, you can't lose.
Hulk Hogan, watch your back. Dolph Ziggler, watch your back. But hey, Busted Open Nation, you don't got to watch your back. You just sit down, you just enjoy. It is a Saturday here on Busted Open. You know, Dolph Ziggler, the world is his oyster. He is a beautiful man, objectively. Dolph Ziggler is a very pretty fellow. The long flowing hair. I mean, he's got a lot of money. He's been in the WWE forever. Otis is just getting started. He's clearly at a higher pecking order in terms of life and looks and money and seniority. Can't you just let Otis be? Can't you just let one of the greatest love stories since Miss Elizabeth and Randy Macho Man Savage? Can't you just let nature run its course?
You know what? I think that's too good for him. You know, some people just can't have nice things. Dolph Ziggler is one of those people. He should not allowed to have nice things. Damn it. Don't do it, Mark. Don't do it. I'll go buy a plane ticket, man. That's how crazy I am. My craziness level right now is at 10. I want to go buy a plane ticket, go and find Dolph and choke him. Damn it. This is ridiculous.
Big boys got to stick together, Mark.
You know what, man? I think all we can hope for now is an explanation. You got to move forward, right? We got to move forward. Can't dwell on the negativity.
Can't dwell on the past.
It'll fester and something bad might happen. Okay. Let's deal with the problem. Address it, and then have Otis be able to say, oh, so that's how he's playing? That's what he's doing? And then deal with it. Now you have a big, mean, mad Otis. Oh, it's not pretty to see the big fella angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. My favorite line of any television show, movie, book, any form of entertainment. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. And oh my God, give me some Otis. I need Otis to get retribution.
Well, Mark, He had his chance last night. He was in the restaurant. We saw Otis. Now, we will get into whose fault was it. It looked like there could have been some foul play, Mark, a miss last night, because we saw earlier in the show, right? Otis got a text from Mandy saying that she was going to be late. However, Mandy was left waiting. So was that actually Mandy who sent the text? We'll get to that in a second. But, Mark, Otis had his chance at retribution. He walked into the restaurant. He saw Dolph Ziggler eating with Mandy Rose. I thought that was the moment. I thought that's when it was going to pop off. I thought that's when the heat was going to start getting. No? He walked out, Mark. No. He had his chance. I would have cleaned house.
You know what, man? I've been there before. I've been there. When I was in college, girl I really liked. We it was mutual. We liked each other. And I came to Austin and just, you know, was going to surprise her. And there was another guy on the front porch with her.
No.
Yeah, they were sitting on the front porch talking, chatting, giggling it up.
You got Otis?
I got Otis. And I walked up and I had parked probably about a half a block from her place because I was going to just surprise. And brother, you talk about surprise. You know, so I walk up and I'm like, hey, and she's like, hey, and the dude don't know me. I don't know the dude. And I'm like, what's going on? And it was a little silence there. He looked at her, she looked at him, and he started turning gray because he thought that I was going to eat his face off.
Because Mark Henry
and
showed
I
up.
I said, I did an Otis, man, because I felt like I had too much to lose. And I walked off. I went back to my car, drove off.
Damn.
And, you know, it doesn't matter how many phone calls you get going, hey, that was just a friend of mine. Like, at that point, you're Biz Markie. Oh, baby, you.
You got what I need.
Nope. No. Then you're going to do it to Draymond Green. Hey, did y'all ever make up? No. Did you dislike her after that?
Yep.
Did
she try to fix it?
Yep.
Were you trying to hear that?
Nope.
And that's the way it was. And I get Otis.
I get Otis.
You got it. Yeah.
Baby, you.
Yeah. This is homework for all of the nation. I need y'all to pull up Biz Markie, Oh Baby You, and listen to this in honor of Otis. He's feeling kind of bad right now, and I feel for him.
I wish you could have told this story with that soundtrack playing behind it. It would have made that story so much better.
Oh,
well, I guess, Mark, through your experiences, through your real life experiences, which I'm still just trying to picture the guy that was on that porch seeing Mark Henry roll up for a date.
Turning gray.
Well, yeah, I would have turned
black
gray as well.
A black dude that turned gray.
So, Mark, I guess
that left his body.
I guess that kind of proves, that Otis can move on. There are brighter days ahead. It worked out for Mark Henry. This is pre-sexual chocolate. No, actually, not to psychoanalyze you, Mark, but wow. I mean, it could be. Did that incident lead to sexual chocolate? I mean, that could have been one of those moments in your life where it made, you know what?
Turn you to the dark side.
I'm a little cold. I'm a little jaded. I got to go out and explore my options. I wish we would have known that about sexual chocolate in those years, because I feel like would have added another layer of depth. But you know what?
That's what turned me into the emperor. Right there.
That is
I became
so
a
good.
Sith Lord that night. I don't even know what I did or what I can't remember none of that. You know how you have traumatic points in your life.
Sure.
And there you can remember what happened, but everything that was related to that after that, bro, I don't even know. I can't remember none of it now.
I was going to say, what was her name?
Lisa Lewis.
All right, Lisa Lewis. How you like Mark Henry now, Lisa Lewis?
Yeah, you missed out.
You blew it. And Mandy blew it last night,
Mark. I got five names I could call you right now, but I'm going to let you make it.
Oh, that's too good. But now, I forgot her name. Lisa Lewis? Either way. Now Otis has.
Lisa Lewis.
Now Otis has his own Lisa Lewis mark. And I'll tell you what. I don't know. I don't know what's going to come from this. I really don't. There is the thought process, and you saw it on social media, and I'm sure we'll hear from the nation. Was this an Otis problem? Did Otis keep Mandy Rose waiting too long? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think that what's the problem is Dolph Ziggler is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and he's just trying to pull the wool. And there's just some people that's like that. They just want to, you know, Alfred said it best in Batman. Sometimes some people just want to see the world burn. They don't care what gets burned in the process. They just want a huge bonfire. That's all they want. See the world
burn. Whether we see in the world burn or, well, maybe there was some foul play amiss. We referenced it. Otis got a text message earlier in the night. It was apparently from Mandy Rose letting him know that she was going to be late. Then yet, just a few clips later, we see Mandy Rose already at the restaurant waiting. So, Mark, I get the feeling that foul play is amiss here because clearly Mandy Rose wasn't late. Clearly Mandy Rose was on time. But someone representing Mandy Rose hit up Otis and told him that they were going to be running late. And also, that begs the question, as we go all Zapruder film here, as we all go conspiracy theory and JFK, right, here on Busted Open on a Saturday, right, who has access to Mandy's phone?
Ooh.
Who could have potentially sent that text? And, Mark, who has been, I mean, let's be objective here. Sonya Deville has seemed kind of jealous of this blossoming relationship between Mandy and Otis.
Yeah, and she may be using Dolph because who told Dolph where they were going to be?
Right. How would Dolph know? How would Dolph
know? Yes. Now I see, said the blind man. There's a possibility, big possibility, that Sonya is coercing Dolph to ruin this relationship.
Man.
And maybe it's unbeknownst to Dolph, but I doubt it because he's a piece of trash. Unbelievable.
Look what you did to Mark Henry, Dolph.
Just ruined my Valentine's. Like, everything was going great. How was you, speaking of Valentine's, how was your Valentine's?
You know, Mark, it was all right. It was it was SmackDown heavy. It would have been a lot better if our boy Otis would have went in there and found some love. I got to be honest. My wife was a little upset at that. Honestly, SmackDown kind of put a damper on my Valentine's Day. I'm not even going to lie. Like, Vince, you kind of ruined my Valentine's Day. My wife was not in the mood. She was brought down a notch, like in a very big way. Love was in the air, and then it wasn't. And then we were all sad, and we were left with this empty feeling. It was. I was not ready for that, Mark. I was not ready for that. How was your Valentine's Day, buddy?
You know what, man? My Valentine's was great. I had three Valentines.
What?
Yeah. My wife and my daughter and my son Jacob. We went. You know, we had a good time early in the day, got some food, and then, you know, it always revolves around food. And then we went and saw an unbelievable LeBron-like basketball prospect here in Texas that'll either be a one and done or go straight to the NBA. He's unbelievable. But we went and saw him play and got some more food. And then we came home and watched Otis get his heart just stomped on. Just, wow, that was my, and like you said, the air went out of the room.
Yeah.
Like you thinking of all of the creative, you know, cute ways to garner that special attention from your missus, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
Do you think about that, Vince? Did you think about what you're doing to our hearts, Vince McMahon? Did you think about how you were ruining Valentine's Day for everyone in the WWE universe? Mark, you know Vince. How happy do you think
Vince is laughing his ass off right now. He's laughing. He's laughing like the Valentine's Day version of the Grinch. He went and took everybody's hearts and chocolates.
Oh, man.
All of the romantic feel. He stole it all.
We should have known.
And left
I'm sure a lot of people
in our hearts.
I'm sure a lot of people out there did know this was coming. You guys have been wrestling fans for a very long time. Yeah.
I told you last week, like, man.
You did.
Getting this ominous feeling over my head about this whole date. I just don't think it's going to be right. And look at where we are. Damn it. This is Vince. Come on, buddy. We better than this. You know you ruined my night.
I actually kind of
like
it.
And a lot of other people's.
I actually kind of like it.
He's laughing his ass off.
Now I appreciate the trolling. It's a good Vince.
Pouring ketchup on his steak right now. Scrambled eggs.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Well done, Vince.
No meat. Come on,
Vince.
Eat some toast, Vince. Have a piece of toast. Damn it.
Breaking hearts. All over the nation.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
A very interesting confrontation between one of the true legends of the professional wrestling business in Hulk Hogan. Came on the show via satellite, which also, is that like, are the legends too good to show up in person? I mean, Goldberg last week via satellite, Hogan this week via satellite. What's the deal, Mark Henry?
Well, they fixed it. Goldberg is going to be at television next week.
Okay.
So
All right.
They made that announcement.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. Get a little upset by that.
You will be appearing at the show.
Flesh and blood, live in the flesh. Yes. Goldberg, as well as John Cena coming up in a little bit, which we will be talking about in the coming weeks, which is going to be very interesting. But no, Hogan shows up last night, albeit via satellite. He starts talking about Goldberg and Goldberg's matchup with The Fiend at Super Showdown. And then Bray Wyatt shows up and Hulk Hogan gets his first introduction into the Firefly Funhouse. This is SmackDown last night.
So when you get in the ring with Bill Goldberg, I don't know what to tell you, but you know what? You better try to survive the power of Bill Goldberg, Fiend. You better try to survive.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Firefly Funhouse.
Hey, Hulkster! Let me tell you something. I've been following your advice, and I've been saying my prayers, and I've been taking my vitamins on the regular, and now, look what I got!
You're a funny guy, Bray. You know, kind of entertaining. You got jokes, brother. But when you get in the ring with Goldberg, that ain't no joke. Good luck.
Silly Hulk, I don't need luck. I have a fiend. And if you're not careful, brother, please remember, there can always be room for one more.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Hulk Hogan getting an invite into the Firefly Funhouse there, Mark Henry.
Man, you know what? I popped big when he said, I have a fiend. It's kind of like the Avengers when they was like, yeah, we got an army. And he's like, yeah, but we got a Hulk.
It is true. It did have that
vibe. I got a fiend. I loved it. I thought that was very colorful the way they did that. The WWE is for whatever the problem is with me getting what I want with Otis, they made up for it in the fact that a lot of the stuff, there's no holes you can poke in it. And that's, over the last few years, have been one of the biggest complaints, especially with Dave LaGreca, is sometimes stuff don't come back and it's fixed and finished. You leave it up in the air. They've been closing stuff off and making sure that there was no holes you could poke in stuff. And I appreciate that.
All right, let's head out to the phone lines because we got Ace in Chicago wanting to follow up on this rivalry or brewing rivalry and this matchup with Goldberg, the Fiend, and everything involving that, including Hulk Hogan, which we went down last night. What's up, Ace? How you doing, pal?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Calling right now out of a cold, snowy Chicago, but I want to talk to you guys a little bit about Goldberg and the Fiend. And the reason why I want to talk about it is just growing up, Goldberg was one of my absolute favorite wrestlers. Just and I'm 27, so I'm relatively young, but I just remember him having the great matches with Triple H, the rivalry he had with Triple H. I just remember jumping to my feet every single time he would come out, and I knew that he was going to have one hell of a match, even with a Shawn Michaels, whatever the case may be. So seeing him come out right now, being as big as a fan, I got to say he doesn't deserve that title shot. Right off bat, I just got to start by saying that I have no emotional attachment to this. Last night they did a good job of building up Hulk versus Fiend, or maybe just the idea of it. I wish maybe we could have seen a little bit more of that instead of just Goldberg jumping in and saying, Fiend, you're next. I would much rather see the Fiend face someone like a Strowman, maybe title be title, or maybe even have a Roman face a Goldberg, the spear versus the spear. That could be a great match for Saudi, too. This one just didn't grab me.
Yeah, but Ace, you know what it is. I mean, my read on it is that the Saudis wanted Goldberg, so they're getting Goldberg. Yeah. So Goldberg comes in, and also, Mark, we kind of touched on this last week. I think it was. I'm kind of with Ace in that regard. I didn't like that this is just coming in the middle of WrestleMania season, but. Credit to WWE and Goldberg. They made reference to this in that first promo that we saw, as Ace referenced, the Your Next promo. Goldberg never lost that title, right? Like, or he never had a chance. Excuse me, he lost the title. He never had a chance to rematch for the title. So there is a bit of natural storytelling there and a callback that you can go to where it kind of does line up. But we've talked about it, Mark. I don't like the fact that this is kind of coming right in the middle of WrestleMania season. At least I don't now. We'll see what happens at Saudi Arabia. But that's kind of where I'm at with it.
I think that's a mutual feeling of, you know, right now. But yeah. I think in the long run, like after Saudi Arabia, we'll get a different feel about it. We'll have it all ironed out. It'll be done with. And maybe Hogan comes out while Goldberg is wrestling the Fiend and there's the interruptions. And maybe we get the Fiend being distracted by Hogan and Goldberg spearing his helmet off.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, it's so many layers to it, so many things that could happen. Even if it didn't work and we got that, it still would be good.
Could you see Goldberg getting over on the Fiend in Saudi Arabia and taking the title?
I think two or three spears can finish anybody.
Okay, you think, you said it, I guess, as we talked about Saudi wanting Goldberg, they're going to get Goldberg. I would imagine they want Hogan. Do you expect Hogan to be over there in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I mean, just from a standpoint of, hey, I want to have him there shaking hands and kissing babies.
You know, all right.
You want boots on the ground to sell something that, you know, is going to draw dividends.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
The landscape of pro wrestling is evolving, which means more options for fans.
So many activities!
Mark Henry and Ryan McKinnell are here to answer the difficult questions. What was the best show this week?
If you ain't first, you're last.
The week's over, so get over. This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
Yeah, that is right. So much pro wrestling in the world to enjoy. Whether it's an hour of power, whether it's a couple hours of AEW and SmackDown, 3 hours of Raw, AEW Dark,
There is so much in the world of wrestling to love and enjoy. Honestly, so much so that you might not get to it all. And I'm going to tell you what right now, guys, being at different points, let's go back to 2002, right? And no disrespect to anyone who wrestled in that era, including our own Mark Henry, but it was very much just the WWE, right? WCW was out. The indies weren't what they are right now. The internet certainly wasn't not what it is now, so streaming options weren't there. This is a golden era in pro wrestling. So, Mark Henry, as we talk about this golden era in pro wrestling with all these different options, who is your weekly winner for this Valentine's Day week in 2020?
Well, you know, last week you swayed me, and the week before that I swayed you. So yes. Maybe we'll have another one this week. I don't know. We've been able to have compelling arguments to figure out what it is that was the weekly winner. And I got to go first last time. So how about you go first this time?
Okay, we can do that. We can do that. All right, so I am going to go with, a show that for a very long time was my weekly winner pretty much through the first 2 months of this show, more or less. AEW was my weekly winner. It has slowed down in recent weeks. And actually, you know what? That's not fair. It hasn't slowed down. It's just that a couple other shows, specifically 2 weeks ago Raw and then last week NXT, have been so good that, AEW's been missing out. They are not missing out this week for me, Mark Henry. I thought AEW had one of the best shows they have ever had for a go home show into a pay-per-view. It wasn't that, but we are entering that sort of territory. We are building towards a very important pay-per-view at Revolution, and this felt like a very important show. There was so much to like. The matches themselves, Sammy Guevara and Dustin Rhodes, I thought that was a really good match. The tag match was really good. The match between Santana and Jon Moxley was outstanding, but really for me, and I don't care what anybody says, and I don't care about the blowback that I'm going to get on Twitter. I don't give a shit. Nyla Rose beating Rio for the title at AEW and becoming the women's champion. Yeah, that's right. I said it. The women's champion. It was a great match. Nyla Rose is an absolute monster. And for all the people coming on the comments and having thoughts about Nyla Rose and her history and the fact that she's transgender and she can't be a real champion because she's not a man. She's a woman. She is Nyla Rose, and she is your AEW Women's Champion. It felt like a moment that was bigger than wrestling. I got text mark from people that never watch wrestling, and they were up in arms. Wait, a man is champion of AEW's women's division? No, that's not how this works. Nyla Rose is a woman. She is the Women's Champion at AEW. I love the conversation that this title win mark started. I love the fact that we're having this dialogue in a sport like professional wrestling, and I think the dialogue needs to happen, Mark, because as you look at the comments and the things that people are saying about this, there is clearly a ton of work that needs to be done in terms of progress and acceptance in this business, and Nyla Rose got that off to a great start on Wednesday. So AEW, for all those reasons, not just Nyla Rose, is my weekly winner.
You're exactly right. I would have to say that this was a week that was, it was splitting hairs.
Oh, it was so good.
Everything else was good, but AEW and NXT were in a dead heat with me.
Yep.
And I thought that the tide changer was the fact that Nyla Rose was able to win and beat Rio and get over in the process, not just go over, but get over. And it's unfortunate that we have to feel these issues from these people with these very strong Twitter fingers and social media, the trolls. They hide behind, handles and avatars, but they won't stand up and say, "Hey, my name is Joe. I live in so-and-so, and I don't agree with this. I think, Joe, be responsible. Step up and put your name on it. Don't sit in the back and heckle and make comments that are painful and hurtful to people. Like, come on out of the closet, guys. Don't hide behind it. because I don't think that you have the cojones to do that, to stand up there and criticize. I do it every week. I do it twice a week.
Sure.
Now I'm gonna be doing it three times a week. I'll be able to say what I feel as my opinion. Nick, right or wrong, I'm going to give you my opinion on Backstage. On Fridays and Saturdays on Sirius XM, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. But it does not mean that my opinion is fact. It's my opinion, and I'm willing to take the criticism.
Yep.
For my opinion. Now, I'm going to give you fact. The fact is that Nyla is transitioning. And regardless of the circumstances, she is currently the women's champion. I didn't say the men's champion. I didn't say that she was the AEW champion. I said that she was the women's champion. How can you dispute that she is the champion, the women's champion, and she has the damn title? She fights in that division. She has been since the beginning.
Yep.
Fact. So all of you that have your doubts and have your opinions, put your opinions aside and give me the facts, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Now, going on to the other thing that I thought that made AEW number one this week and my weekly winner was the match between the Eye for an Eye match.
That was so good.
I mean, the only thing it lacked one thing. It lacked one thing. They both should have did a double eye poke. Both guys blind in the ring. Feeling around for each other. The referee gets in the way. He feels him just like in one of my favorite movies of all time with Mr. Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's the referee. Move out the way. And then keep going until those two guys felt each other and then went to work on each other. That would have been the perfect situation for that match and for that show. But regardless of the fact, AEW, my weekly winner.
And I'm with you. And one
and
thing
if you're not first,
you're last. That's right. Well, one thing we didn't mention, and that does involve that Eye for an Eye match and Jon Moxley and Santana. It was what came after, and another reason that AEW just, and again, I loved NXT and that dynamic. We're about to preview NXT TakeOver Portland, but that dynamic between Pete Dunne and Matt Riddle and that video package they did, it was so enjoyable. There was a lot to like about NXT. But as we said, AEW was our winner for this week. And again, the one thing we didn't touch on at the end of that Santana and Moxley match, a new addition to the AEW roster. He is, in some circles, known as Mr. Athletic. He is a true hoss, and we love hosses on this show, Mark Henry. He is Jeff Cobb, and he made a shocking debut in AEW this weekend. I love Jeff Cobb. I knew people who booked him back at APW up there in the Bay Area. I'm talking like I started hearing about Jeff Cobb like 8 years ago. These people that were just like, you have got to see this guy. He is the future of the business. He's very akin to a Keith Lee, right? Where he just does things that shouldn't be doable with just insane strength and the ability. That Tora the Island's finisher, I don't know if that one could be pulled off better than what we saw on Wednesday. The arrival of Jeff Cobb, Mark Henry, was a big note for AEW this week, and definitely one of the reasons that I gave him the weekly winner.
Yeah, it's always good to see new additions come. Not the band New Edition, but new additions to pro wrestling come about because as fans, we always want to keep it new. We want to keep it pushing. We want to keep something that's refreshing to us. And Cobb is one of those guys. If you have not seen Cobb, go on YouTube and pull up Jeff Cobb matches. He is spectacular. And, you know, just as popular and just as explosive is Killer Cross and Thatcher. Like, both of these guys are welcome additions to the WWE. We will see them soon. I don't think that this will be a case where you sit on these guys. You let these guys, they proved themselves. They were from the same ilk as a Daniel Bryan coming off the indies, as a Kevin Owens, a Samoa Joe. I look at them in that same kind of breath. So I like to see them sooner than later. But you know what? You go to the Performance Center. You knock the polish. You knock all the rust off. You polish it up as nice as you can. And then you see if these guys can get in where they fit in. Being down there at the Performance Center, I was able to see Cross, and what an impressive human specimen.
Yeah, like, man.
The dude is a grown-ass man, and he looks the part. And if you go on YouTube once again and look these guys up, you will be impressed.
They are
very, very good.
Yeah, and you talk about Cross being a specimen. He very Randy Orton-esque in the way that he looks. I mean, and it's not just the tattoos. It's just kind of the way, the face, the makeup, the way and the demeanor he carries himself. And if you'll indulge me, Mark, I got a little story about Cross I want to share with you and the listeners as we talk about Kevin Cross, Killer Cross, coming over to NXT this week.
Story time.
Yeah. This was like, I want to say this was like 5-6 years ago. Cross wrestled a lot on the West Coast and specifically here in Vegas. So I got to see a lot of Cross, and this was one day, this was at like a beer festival on a Sunday. And our local outfit here was doing an expose, if you will, out at the Beer Fest. And the Future Stars of Wrestling was putting it on. And that's who Cross wrestled for a lot of his time out here in Vegas. And there wasn't a lot of hope. There wasn't a huge crowd there. This was a little bit earlier in the day. They were doing two different shows. So this was like 1 o'clock at this Beer Fest. And I'm out there, and it's my buddy. It's me. And then it's like one other creepy lady on the rail. There was there were not a lot of people at this Beer Fest. But that's not really the point. I mean, it kind of is and it's kind of not, right? Cross was there. Now, Cross wasn't working in a match. He was outside. He was acting essentially as a manager for someone. He was backing up somebody, one of his stablemates that was wrestling another worker. That guy, the guy that he was wrestling, right, Cross's buddy, if you will, was in the corner and he was selling and he was in pain. And I don't remember exactly what was happening, but I do remember Cross going up to this guy and whispering in his ear. He was right next to me, so I could hear everything that Cross was saying, and he goes right up to his ear and he just starts spitting venom in his ear. He's like, "You're a piece of shit." He's like, "You're never gonna make it in this business." He's like, "You're never gonna be able to take out a guy like so and so." He's like, "You don't know what this is. This is the real world, and I'm here." And he's cutting this insane promo into the ear of this worker. And Mark, I look around and I just think to myself, there is no one here. He is doing this for an audience of one, himself. He is doing this because he is trying to get better and he is trying to be the best pro wrestler that he can be. And again, doing that in that sort of medium, Mark, in that sort of arena where there's no one watching, can you imagine what Cross is going to do with the whole world watching?
Wow. You just got me so excited. The dude is special. And you know what? Humble.
Yes.
You know, I conducted a class. The first day was on getting over, not going over. And the second day was about some of what we saw last night. Respecting the people that are flying and being able to catch them. And being able to absorb that energy and those people that are flying not die. I thought that a great example was held last night. You saw a big dive with John Morrison. Mm. And he was caught properly and respectfully. Yeah. And that is trained. That's not something that just happens. Pro wrestling is a complicated industry. And I remember Mark Jindrak He was 275 pounds at the time. Wow. And wanted to dive over the top and me catch him. And I said, you're a big dude, man. You sure you want to do that? I mean, he said, I trust you. I've seen you catch people like you've never missed. And I was like, you know what, man? You're right. Like, if you want to do it, let's go. And it got done. But over the last month on AEW, on NXT, on Raw, on SmackDown, on Power. Well, not on Power. Power, they old school to the hole. But I've seen dives that I didn't feel like were correct enough in catching the guys and girls. And I wanted to do something about that. And Cross asked, could he sit in my class? And I said, yes, come on. And that's a guy that's seasoned veteran. He don't have to come in a class.
Yeah.
But he did.
And it doesn't surprise me.
I respect him for it.
Yeah.
And when I was talking about putting this together, Mr. Isaiah Scott, Swerve Scott, I said, man, I need to find a couple of guys that are under 215, 100, 210 pounds that can fly a little bit. And he said, man, I'll do it. And I was like, no. I'll get some guys. He said, no. Like, look, I jump and fly all the time. I need to get some practice. And I went, all right, come on. Let's go. And these are people that are seasoned veterans that want it. They want to get more reps so they can be the best they can be for our fans. Damn. That is what makes me love this business. And it makes me love the talent.
Yeah.
And I think more of these stories need to be told so people can have an affinity and a respect for these people, because they're not doing it just because they want to make a dollar. They're doing it because they want to make a legacy. And I respected both of those guys. And I thanked Scott on social media, but I want to do it here. Like, Mr. Scott, thank you very much for your effort and for coming and working my class.
Well, there you go. Some behind-the-scenes information there from one Mark Henry, one of the true good guys in the sport, and a man who definitely appreciates the little things.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.